me and somebody else caught somebody stealing. And the weird part about it is this person was doing it in plain view and thought it was okay. Talk about crazy. The mind of a thief who steals in front of you and says it's okay, they have actually gone into delusions, really. And this person had a Muslim outfit on. She had a Muslim outfit on. It's like, okay, that makes sense, because religion is the cults, and is the cults are under flesh, and so they're all going to steal and do wrong. The cults always end up as a sex cult, a stealing cult, a lying cult, a deception cult. The cults and the isms always take you, and when I say isms, socialism, communism, capitalism, any kind of ism, and I'm talking about extreme capitalism. I believe in capitalism, but most of the time, the corporations, people who set up corporations, they're stealing from people. They have no character, you know? They have no character. Anyway, long story short. I told her, I said, you know that's stealing, right? Oh, they don't mind. She justified it in her mind. I said, look, I said, if you're hungry and you take one thing, yeah, maybe, but you're stuffing your bag full of stuff? I don't think so. Anyway, I said, she got mad because I said, you know that's stealing, right? They know something like that. They know it's okay, or they know, or something like that. And she walked away, and I said, she looked back at me like I was a devil or something, like I was her worst enemy. I said, you know, the universe, you know, when you steal, the universe is going to give you back worse than what you take, a tenfold. So I started thinking about the thief mindset, the fractal, the archetype fractal of a thief mindset. So the thief mindset, even though they got Muslim gear on, the face cover and all that, it could have been a fake thing so she could just hide her identity. But my point is, Their mindset, the thief mindset, is total individual self. It's not about anybody else. It's about them. It's all about me, me, me. And the thief mindset, they think they can get over. They steal a $1 item or a 50-cent item, and they think they're getting over, and they steal this. And they don't. They have the mindset that nobody's going to catch them, or it's not going to backfire. So their mind, just like a liar, eventually their mind and their heart and their soul starts to justify what they're doing. And that's why when you call them out on it, their contradictions, their lies, they want to kill you. Because they've justified in their mind that it's right. And anybody who's telling the truth, anybody who's speaking the truth, or saying, hey, this is what the truth is about this situation, anybody who's doing that, they become the enemy. That's just like right is wrong and wrong is right, the Bible says. In the last days, they'll say right is wrong and wrong is right. If a man don't work, he don't eat, you know? And so, the mindset is selfish. The mindset is nobody will see me. The mindset, even if they're religious, is God's not looking. Even though they might be religious in a cult or an ism, but God is not watching, and they don't care about nobody else. The reason they're stealing, and the reason they're in that mindset, the reason they're having to steal, is because they're in the mindset, it's all about me. They're not a part of a team. They're not a part of sacrifice. They don't want to sacrifice for nobody. They don't want to give. They just want to take. And so I noticed another pattern, because we had another thief show up one time. I noticed another pattern. They don't talk to people. They don't want to talk to nobody else. They're not, they don't have any joy. They're not happy. And they're always by themselves and won't even look at people in the eye unless it's somebody they can get over on. And so the psychopath, sociopath, they're only nice when they want something. Now, she's not a smart psychopath. The smart psychopath, sociopath, they know how to play the game, put on a fake smile. She's fake as all get out, but she don't know how to play the game yet, because she's not still young as a psychopath. But I know for a fact, once you catch them, they'll run. They run and hide. Because they don't admit it. When somebody sees through them, they have to run. Either they have to take you out or run. Or change reality and make you look like the bad guy, you know? It's sad. I mean, really, these people are real. And the sad part is, think about their destiny and think about their future. You already know what's going to happen to them. If they're stealing and you become the enemy and they got a fake reality that you're trying to break through by telling the truth, they're going to go deeper and deeper into that fake dark reality. And eventually it's going to lead to theft and drunkenness and murder eventually. Because eventually that's the ultimate end, death. And then after that, eternal death, you know. Think about a person who's going to hell. They're spiraling downward towards eternal damnation, eternal hell. And so if they're spiraling downward and you enable them, you're enabling them to go to hell. But if you call them out on their spiral downward, you're pulling them back up. And it's not you doing it, it's the truth, the Holy Spirit, Christ. If you speak the truth, whose side are you on? God's side. The Bible talks about if you're, Jesus said something like, if you're not against me, you're with, it might have been a disciple. If they're not against us, they're with us. There was one guy who was preaching John the Baptist stuff. He said, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? No, I haven't heard. So they showed him the complete way. Because one guy was still under the discipleship of John. And the disciples came on and showed him about being filled with the Holy Spirit, receiving Christ into your heart by faith. So he moved from the economy or the dispensation of John, the transition there to the church age, you know. From law, there was a transition, John the Baptist, and then Christ going to the cross, and then Pentecostal, receiving the Holy Spirit. So the power is the Holy Spirit, it's not you. So if you're speaking the truth, it's the Holy Spirit. And so when you give them the truth and they keep rejecting it, it gets worse and worse and worse. And so you already know her future. Either she's going to turn or burn. She might hate me right now, but 10 years from now, she might say thank you for her. She might come back and find me and say thank you for telling me the truth. They hate you at first, but as you keep talking and as the cogs of time, as the turnings. See, what time is a birthing. What is time? Time is just a cycle. It's a cycle. In Revelation, it says a times, and a half a time. The tribulation is 3.5 years, and it says a times, and a half a time. So what does that mean? If time is just a repeat cycle, it could be 3.5 days, 3.5 months, 3.5 years, but the theologians, they studied it as 3.5 years. There's a 7-year tribulation. the Bible, you know, you can call it 7 days, but it's 7 years. One day is as 1,000 years, but a time and a half a time. So the tribulation is 7 years. The 3.5 years is the peace, peace, then sudden destruction. But the last part of tribulation, the angels are preaching the gospel because the church, even the saints that get saved during tribulation, are caught up. So there's nobody left. And so the angels have to preach the gospel in the last 3.5. But right now, you're here to preach the gospel if you're saved. And I'm not saying the women preachers, but I'm saying you can still give out the gospel if you're a woman. Don't call yourself a preacher. Just give out the gospel. Jesus saves. I mean, it's easy to say. Oh, yeah, this. Have you trusted Jesus? Have you received Jesus? Somebody, you go through the drive-thru and they say, how you doing? I say, trust in Jesus. How about yourself? And they say, either say amen, praise God, or they get real quiet and think, what is he talking about? I do that a lot. I used to do it more. I must be backslidden. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? What I'm doing is I'm telling stories and I'm breaking down the code, but I'm showing that the Bible is encoded in all of life, everywhere, at all times. And so I'm actually giving out the gospel every time I'm talking because I'm showing you the truth. And the truth is based on Jesus, who is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And so every time I open my mouth, I'm pretty much telling you the truth, which is based on the gospel, because he that is truth had to go to the cross to pull you out of Babylon, which is nothing but lies. Speaking of Babylon, I couldn't believe Elon Musk was on Babylon B, and I couldn't believe that Christian organization named their website Babylon B, like the witches say, blessed be. That's the witches for you. You can catch a witch because they say blessed be, and they always end up saying they're God. You know, I am God is what they say. But why are you using God's dirt? Create your own dirt. Why are you using God's trees? Create your own trees. Create your own universe. I mean, if that proves a witch has went into such delusion, they contradict themselves to the ultimate lie, and the same lie that the devil told. You can be God. Hath God said, Eve, you can be God. And what did Eve do? She went to the blame game. The devil deceived me. What did Adam say? Eve, the woman you... Adam blamed God. The woman you gave me. Actually, she's the flesh side of Adam. That was just a mirror image of himself in the flesh. That's why things appear out of nowhere. Because if Eve is a mirror image of Adam in the flesh, then Mother Earth's hologram will give you a mirror image of yourself. So whatever you're thinking about, if there's a man out there and you want a wife, pray about it fast. You don't even have to chase one down. They just appear out of nowhere. They'll chase you down. If you know who you are. But they will do it in a way to make you think that it's you chasing them. that's the trick. It's wild stuff. That's the way the whole system is. System. It tries to make you think it was your idea or your desire.